Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 2, verse 15. James is trying to get across this whole point that faith without works is dead. And so he's talking very clearly in verse 14, as we talked about last time. He says, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says that he has faith and does not have works? Can faith save him?" Verse 15 says, "If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food," 16 will say, "and one of you says to them, 'Depart in peace, be warmed and filled,' but you don't give them the things which are needed for the body, what does it profit?" Today we're looking at that wedge verse in between. And that verse is, if a brother or sister is naked or destitute of daily food. Faith is always looking to act. Write it down. Faith is always looking to act. If you're not looking to act, you're not a faith-filled person, James is saying. Faith works. Faith energizes. Faith sees. Faith delivers. Faith works into the life of somebody else. If your faith is a me faith, it's not faith. It's selfishness. Faith is an other-oriented event. Faith is an outward event. When the Lord Jesus died for us, He didn't do it for Himself. He did it for us. And faith looks to that and says, I want that. It looks to Christ. It looks outside of self. If you see, I'd underline or circle those three words. If you see, a lot of people do not have the eyes of faith. They do not see. Now, here's someone who's called a brother or sister, someone in the fellowship. In other words, this is the person who comes into worship, and this is the person who pays no attention to anyone else but themselves. They come in late, they leave early, and the whole purpose was them. And they've done something for God, apparently. But they've missed the point. The point of this whole thing, the point of this whole thing called faith, is the one another relationship. The one another, I must depend on Christ, and if I'm depending on Christ, that will spill out onto someone else. If they are naked and destitute of food, it's pretty obvious that Americans, most of us, aren't destitute of food. Okay, you can see us walk in and we waddle. That's not what they're talking about. If they're naked, they're running around in the skimpiest of rags. In other words, there's evidence, external evidence of condition. Now, a lot of the people that are going to come into your church, going to come into our ministries, are going to be people who are desperately naked and they are desperately without food. You just can't tell because they come in their E-Class Mercedes. They're living a life of pretense. They're functional liars. And they're spending all of their money on that which does not ever attain anything of value. And so they're even buying their food with credit cards. They're destitute. And you need to pay attention to that. Because a true child of God, as we already learned in chapter 1, will not flaunt wealth they either have or don't have. Usually the flaunters are the fakers. Mm-hmm. Virtually every time the flaunters are the fakers if they come into your congregation. And they're usually destitute of faith because they're destitute in soul. And you need to pay attention to that. Those are people in need. But in this context, we're talking about helping actual people in need. Today's need is not so much in America, it's not so much to feed the hungry and to clothe the naked, although there is plenty of that to do. But the real issue is to deal with the ignorant and deal with the confused who think debt is acceptable. They're already almost at that tipping point, and they don't realize that they're living a lie, living a life that does not please God. And any wind of financial adversity will push them into this very scenario. And so we can help them by helping them reclaim their financial condition, helping them not spend money they don't have on things they don't need to impress people who don't care about them. We'll talk more about this next time, dealing with this whole idea that faith without works is actually dead. James 2:15.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host, Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.